The following program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands. Need a vacation? Whether it's the trip of a lifetime or a weekend getaway, we can help. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Every single day.
March 15th, Rose Gray in studio. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I went down a rabbit hole this morning. Do you ever do that? You know, beware the Ides of March.
Yeah.
Is March 15th. It's right. The day that Caesar was murdered.
Okay.
By what we think is Brutus. Remember
yes.
that whole story?
Yes.
Okay, so I went down that rabbit hole.
I'm just wondering where this is leading.
And this is what happens to me when I start. I have a 4 a.m. wake-up call, and I'm like start going down rabbit holes. So there's all kinds of myths about the Ides of March.
Okay.
But Wisconsin Avenue is booming already.
Already?
Already,
oh,
yes.
Yeah. The parade's at noon, and then yep. the bar crawl at 1. So what, are people lining up to try to get their spot? Is that what's
just
happening?
Just a lot of, you know, the parking is all blocked off already.
Sure.
And so there's people looking for parking
spots. The
float's
getting lined
yep,
up.
Yep, so that'll be happening around 10. So beware the parade of downtown Milwaukee, I guess.
Crazy. All right. So a big announcement this week that everybody's kind of mumbling about and trying to figure out. Why don't you lead us into that?
Exactly. So what I want to do is I want to give the text line.
Okay.
855-616-1620. 855-616-1620. Because if you do text FWT, Fox World Travel, FWT, you will get a link that will send you to the featured deals of Europe and beyond,
okay.
which I like. But I also want to use that text line for this. The next topic. So Southwest Airlines announced, I think it was Friday,
yeah,
maybe
I think
Thursday.
It was just yesterday, I saw it.
That starting and for any tickets purchased after May 28th, there will no longer be 2 free checked bags.
Yeah.
The world went, the world of airline travelers went crazy, including me. Many of you know I am not a big, big fan of Southwest Airlines for one reason. That's their seating situation.
Right.
I'm about to board a plane to Phoenix, Arizona this afternoon at 1:50 p.m. on that exact airline.
Okay.
I paid the early bird check-in, so I got a pretty decent spot. But you just flew them. Did you pay the early bird check-in?
We did on one way, but not the other.
And why is that?
Because I don't know why.
Okay.
My wife did all that. I don't know why she chose to do it that way.
All right. Well, I'd be interested to know because yeah. I always will. However, now with the not too checked free bags because I'm taking golf clubs along, this is going to be a dilemma. So I would love to know what the listeners think about this latest change with Southwest Airlines. Will it sway you away from Southwest Airlines? Will you look at other carriers now differently when you're doing your comparison because you're going to be paying for bags on both of all of them? So what do you think? That's what I'd like to know.
That's the topic?
Okay. That's the topic. So FWT, if you want the Europe deals and beyond, and just let me know. We'll read some of your texts about, I'm absolutely not digging this at all.
I just flew them last weekend, so I'll talk through that experience as well.
Yeah.
So Southwest, what are your thoughts?
Yep. And then we can go a little deeper dive into what's going on. It's not just about the free bags. They're also going to introduce something called a basic economy fare, just like all the other carriers do. And I want to give the listeners a word of caution.
All right. When we come back, you'll hear all that and more. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. High wind warning until noon today. The parade is getting set up, so I wonder how they're dealing with that if it's really windy out there.
I don't know. I'm hoping my flights are not affected either.
Mm.
So I have to tell you this. Southwest Airlines is very, very headquartered in Dallas.
Okay.
And Dallas Love Field is their main airport as opposed to DFW, right? So they did a funny little twist on things as people were starting to share their disapproval of the new check bags on Southwest Airlines. They had a Facebook post that said, hey, it's not like we traded Luka. So if you're a basketball fan, the Mavericks traded Luka Doncic and everybody was up in arms. Hey, it's not like we traded Luka. Pretty funny, I thought.
That is funny.
But we also want to talk about this. So just like all the other major carriers, and that basically refers to United, American, Delta. That's what I mean when I say the major carriers. They are going to introduce a new basic economy fare with Southwest Airlines. And I caution you, as I've cautioned the fans of Fox World Travel and WTMJ forever, when the major carriers introduced a basic economy fare, stay away from it. Unless you're willing to be stuck with the ticket you've got with absolutely no opportunity to change it.
Okay.
And you're willing to have no seat assignment on the other carriers. Of course, that doesn't apply to Southwest Airlines. Right. And the now with the basic economy fare that they're going to be rolling out, your flight credit would be valid for 12 months if you canceled an airline ticket with Southwest Airlines. The basic economy will be good for 6 months.
Okay.
So just caution, to be aware of. caution. And as we're reading the text, a lot of the texts are saying the same thing. I base my decision on nonstop flights and second on the total price. Another one said they haven't announced the prices of the bags yet. So yeah. Are they going to be competitive with the other major carriers? Mainly travel Southwest domestically. However, with the changes they're making, that could change. It will require more investigating when I go to book airline tickets.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot more carry-on bags coming on for storage space, too, that people are going to try to get in and sneak in. And
exactly. All of the above. So if you have any more feeling about that, I'd love to continue to read them. There'll be a lot more carry-ons, and we're seeing some more texts about that. So how do you feel about the new changes at Southwest Airlines? Will this impact your decisions as you're looking to fly out of Mitchell Field?
You're definitely going to have to be aware that the carry-on you're bringing on is actually a carry-on, because if suddenly it's being put underneath, you're getting charged for it.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. So there's a lot going on. And they also are going to go to a business class scenario that they announced several months ago, mm-hmm. and we're waiting to get more information on that as well. So lots going on. And it's always interesting.
Yeah, the other thing so we did Southwest when we went to Las Vegas last week, and we got the early bird or whatever it's called. You have to, like, the minute that you can get your ticket registered, you got to check in.
Like, right, but I don't on early bird check-in. When you have early bird check-in, you are automatically checked in by the airline.
Okay, that's what that means. So that's why we had to do it the one way, but we only had it for one way for some reason. So at 10 o'clock the day before, my wife had to go on and get our seats, and that was because we didn't have the early bird check-in on that.
Right. So you're not actually getting seats, you're getting a position in line. They line you up like a third grader.
Right.
It's like row A, row B, B, C. And I know I'm going to get some people that are going to say, I'm perfectly fine with that. Yeah. If it's a good fare, I don't care.
But I just wish they gave you more space, because now you've got 10 people all with bags trying to fit into like a 4x4 square. Like, could you extend this somehow and give us more room to line up?
If you're an airline and now you are responsible to shareholders, because now an equity firm owns Southwest Airlines, you got to make more money. How do you make more money? More butts in seats. How do you get more butts in seats? Give them more seats. So you squish those rows together so that you can get
I'm not even talking about that. I'm just talking lining up, trying to get into the plane.
That
you line up and they're like, you're packed on top of each other. Like, if COVID's here, we're all dead. It was crazy.
It wasn't that much fun. No. So we can keep talking about that, but there's more going on, as a matter of fact. We really do want to mention a couple of tips for people who are doing spring break travel. Just be aware of the airports are going to be packed the next 3 weeks, and then probably well into April, because Easter's so late this year. So as my good friend Debbie Lazaga likes to say, pack your patience, and kindness will get you so much further than the alternative.
And you're flying out?
Yeah.
During all of this?
Yeah, I am. So we're going to spring training. I loved listening to your last segment, because as you talk to Eric Brown, you get that feeling of how much the passion he has for baseball.
Yes.
That is what is in my family as well. I live a block away from one of the community ballparks. And if I see the lights on in the summer, I don't care if it's the third grade softball girls playing, I'm going to go over there and see who's playing baseball. So we'll be going to four games and doing a lot of golfing. And eight of the people are out there now. Four more are arriving today. Then my family comes the second week. So we've got a lot going on. We can answer any spring training questions you've got. I hear Woodruff is going to start pitching again, so I'm pretty excited about that. And any other calls you might have about tips to get to the airport, tips to park. I've got my parking all arranged already, so I do that in advance as well. So I'm not one of those people that is not my worst client. I am my best client, as a matter of fact.
All right. Siding Unlimited, WTMJ Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. We're going to take a break. More of your calls and texts when we get back on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Thank you for joining us. Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. 16 days away from opening day at American Family Field.
Now, I'm going to go to American Family Field tomorrow, but it's in Phoenix.
Brewers and Royals kicking that off on March 31st. So you're going to see the precursor to all of this.
Again, if you are a baseball lover, but even a casual fan, if you've never been to spring training, I highly recommend it. It is an experience like no other. You feel like you're at a high school game, except you're watching your heroes.
Nice.
So it's you're up close and personal. I've told the story many times. I had the opportunity one time to sit right next to Mark Antanasio and Gord Ash, which was just amazing.
Nice.
To me. Yes. You'll see people walking around and they are friendly. The concessions are insane. Like, wow, so many choices, so many good things to eat and drink and all of that. Speaking of eating and drinking, I do want to highlight the Brews and Views Oktoberfest Germany to Austria trip that we've got going on in September. Remember I had told you that we had a limited number of seats at a table?
Yes.
And we've gotten an extension on that. So if you've ever wanted to go to Oktoberfest, but you were hesitant, I completely understand why, because you didn't know how to get tickets and you were afraid you were going to get shoved around in a big, gigantic fairground-like atmosphere.
Sure.
Yes, you would. But if you're prepared for it, as we are, and we've got a reservation, you will absolutely love this. And this is Berlin and Munich and Oktoberfest and the BMW factory and Salzburg and Berchtesgaden, where Hitler's Eagle's Nest is. And you end up in Vienna, which is one of the most wonderful cities of all. So that's happening in September, September 24th to October 5th. It's Brews and Views, Oktoberfest Germany to Austria. And you can find that kind of information at the website, foxworldtravel.com. Go to vacation travel. Under vacation travel, you'll find group travel, and there you'll find Fox Group Vacations. And I remind everybody that our offices and our phone lines are open Saturdays, currently 9 to noon. So if you want more information on that fascinating Poland, Irish adventure, mm-hmm. which is going in May, a couple of river cruises we've got going on right now. And again, take a look at the Christmas markets. That's a big thing, and that doesn't happen until December, so you've got a little time to plan that. And I know we're going to get some questions about, very soon we're going to get some questions about when are our 26 groups going to come up? We're this close, people. We're absolutely this close. And there are such exciting things coming up for 26. You will want to wait to find out.
All right. Let's take a call at 855-616-1620. Dave in Milwaukee. Good morning. What's your question?
Hello. This is actually his wife, Ginger, now. I took the phone.
Gotcha.
And I'm interested in Swiss rail travel, and I've been looking just to see what's out there on the internet at the different companies, and I'm wondering if Rose had any suggestions, if any of the companies are not really quality, or the ones that I can't afford, the really expensive ones like Kensington and that. But I've been looking at Vacations by Rail Bookers, and I think it was Audley or Audrey Travel. Are any of those not really good quality or bad experiences that people have experienced?
So, Ginger, this is my question. Are you looking just to book the rail components like the Glacier Express and the Bernina Express and the Golden Pass?
No,
or are you looking for a whole experience?
I am looking for a little bit more.
Okay.
So, yeah, a little bit more, because we're of an age where we don't want to be schlepping our suitcases between all the different trains.
Understand.
So kind of the whole experience.
Understand. So what time of the year are you hoping to accomplish this?
Fall.
Okay. So what I might suggest is, first of all, I would start working with one of our travel advisors. We've got travel advisors that are knowledgeable in that particular area. Also, I do want to point out to you that we do actually have a Swiss trip that we're offering with our group team. Let me just see if I can find that on the website really quickly. It's called, it's in June though. But what you might want to do is take a look at that itinerary. It's June 13th to June 22nd of this year. So just exactly what I said, foxworldtravel.com, go to group travel, go to Fox Group Vacations, find that Switzerland Alpine Charm itinerary. Take a look at it. It's very rail focused. And you can see who's doing that one. That particular trip, we're actually doing with a company called Trafalgar. And then you can see if you can match that up. Another good company is Globus Family of Brands. Another great company is Insight Vacations. But I think if you work with one of our advisors, they'll hone in a little bit more on your dates and your specific needs and wants and be able to kind of help you customize something that still is in that group concept. And you can do that by calling 866-GO-FOX-GO, or after you've done going to our website, in the right-hand corner, it'll say plan your trip. Just give the information on that form, and one of our leadership teams goes through those throughout the weekend and onto Monday, and then somebody with experience will reach out to you.
Okay.
Thanks,
all right, Ginger.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for calling. 855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. We have a lot of text to get to when we come back. It is a Fox World Travel Show. Let's go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Sean Brenda. Good morning, Sean.
Thanks, Dayton.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton here with Rose Gray, getting into the mood for St. Paddy's Day weekend. Of course, that happens on Monday, but most of the big festivities are happening today. So get out and put on your green shirts and enjoy it.
And drink some green beer and then have a green tongue.
Ooh, no, I'm good there. Thank you, though. Thanks for... Okay, so a couple of fun ones came in here. We were talking about going to spring training, and tomorrow's game's live on TV Channel 6, so we may see Rose out there.
I'm going to look for cameras and wave.
And then somebody else says they're going to be out there as well, and maybe they'll see you live out there, but what else should they be looking to do while they're out
there? So much to do. If you're an outdoor person, hiking Camelback Mountain is on everybody's bucket list type thing. Superstition Mountain is also fun. Old Town Scottsdale, really fun, kitschy little place, kitschy little food places, kitschy little, you know, boutiques and shops and that kind of thing. There's Arizona trails to be hiked all over the place. We're actually, the kids are coming the second week that we're mm-hmm. there. We're actually thinking about going back to the Phoenix Zoo. We have a lovely zoo here, but it's just as lovely in a different way, I guess I would say that. Botanical Gardens. I've been to a couple of events at the Botanical Gardens there. They're absolutely beautiful. And then going up to Sedona, if you've got a day to dedicate to it, going up there is just really, really fun. I really love it. We don't always do it because we've done it a couple of times and I don't know that we have to, but it keeps growing and growing and that kind of thing. People ask me all the time about what about going all the way up to Grand Canyon? It's a drive, first of all. And it could still snow. Remember, it was like 54 degrees at yesterday's baseball game.
Yeah.
So it's not always super duper warm there. But there's hot air ballooning, and there's you can rent ATVs, and you can rent Jeeps, and you can rent all kinds of fun stuff. So much stuff to do. And I also love going to different ballparks. We don't just go to American Family Field. We find out where else the Brewers are playing in the Cactus League, and we go to some of the other parks.
So a bunch of the teams have spots down there.
Absolutely. So the Cactus League is down there. Talking Stick is one of my favorite places, and that's where the Rockies and the Diamondbacks share that facility.
Okay.
So we'll go there. We went to see the Royals at their facility last year in Surprise. So lots of that stuff. So just that kind of fun stuff. It's just, and it turns out there's some Lego thing going on next week. So my two of my grandkids are thrilled.
Nice. Before we get into more text, what happens if we text FWT to 855-616-1620?
That's an excellent question, and I will answer that. You are going to get a link to what is called Deals to Europe and Beyond. So it's going to have all of the partners that we've got current deals going on with right now, save money off, get shipboard credits, that kind of a thing. And there are also some last minute warm weather destination type things going on there as well. So it just gives you the link and then you're there.
Okay, perfect. 855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. Just double checking. If we're going to Hawaii, is there any reason we would need a passport We don't think so. I think the answer is it depends.
Yeah. So here's this. Interestingly enough, I just had this conversation with my spouse as I was leaving today because I'm meeting him later to drive together to the airport. He said, are we taking passports? I personally take my passport every time I fly. Simply because what if my company says, hey, somebody from Fox World Travel is in a foreign country right now and has an emergency. We need to send you to jump on that group that that person is leaving.
Gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense for you.
I'm there. The other thing is, some people do enjoy going to Mexico from Arizona. You cross the border, Nogales, or there's a couple other places that you, because they like bartering and they like shopping and they want to do that kind of a thing. The other thing is, I guess, I feel like I should get more information about the Hawaii question, because if you're going to Hawaii on a cruise and you're leaving from the West Coast, okay, not NCL, where you're just going around the islands, you have to touch an international port because those ships are not flagged U.S. ships. So you're either going to touch Fanning Island, probably coming back or going, or Ensenada off of California, because that's just a law. You won't get into, remember the Jones Act. Yeah. That's all I got to say.
Wouldn't this also depend on if it's before or after May and whether you have real ID?
Well, that's exactly right, too. And thank you for bringing that up, because I am going to continue to say this until the deadline, which is May 7th. If you don't have real ID, that is the star in the corner of your driver's license, you are going to be... Now, I was told by somebody, they're not going to absolutely deny you boarding on the outset.
Okay.
But it's going to be a lot more complicated to get through TSA. I wouldn't even take that at its word. I would just go get the real ID. If you look at your driver's license and it doesn't expire until 2029, I would go to the DMV and I would bring my passport or my birth certificate and all the other things that are required, look that up, and then go ahead and
so do that. For this text, if you don't have real ID and you're going to Hawaii after May 7th, you may need your passport.
Right.
You probably will need your passport.
See, that shows you Dayton listens when
I do.
I
pay
speak.
Attention.
I love that.
Don't always remember it, but this time I did. Hey. okay, we are going to take a break. We'll take more of your calls and texts when we get back. 855-616-1620. It is a Fox World Travel Show, and we thank you for listening to WTMJ.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Thank you for joining us. It's going to be windy today. Noon is the when that warning should end for the high winds. And then partly cloudy. Showers this afternoon, changing to some snow tonight, if you can believe that. We're going to be at 61 today, and then snow possible tonight. Wisconsin.
Thank you, Wisconsin.
Get out of here. Go to spring break somewhere. We still can do that, right?
Absolutely. Okay. If you text FWT, you will not only get the Europe deals, but you will also get the last minute opportunities for those of you who are still looking to go April 1 and beyond.
That's a quick turn. I'm surprised you can do that.
But we're finding more and more people doing that, Dayton. They're not planning these things out months and months and months in advance. Clearly, they don't have kids.
All right. 855-616-1620. I heard that if you have a Southwest credit card, bags are still free. So people still wondering, what's going on with Southwest?
So you just have to stay on top of this, because we still don't know how much the bags are going to be. We still don't know what that assigned seating is going to look like that they announced months ago. What I'm reading with regard to the bags, because I am a Rapid Rewards Southwest Visa credit card holder.
Okay.
So I get some perks. I get a companion ticket every once a year. I also get one time per year a free early bird check-in. And the way that works is you use the credit card for the early bird check-in, which is typically $25 a person, and then it credits it back on the credit card. What I'm reading and understanding is if you have a credit card, you are going to get one time opportunity for a free bag. So I don't believe it's going to be that. A-listers. Now, A-listers are people that fly 40 or more segments a year.
So business travelers.
So business travelers are going to get continue to have the rewards, and they're still going to get the perks and the bennies and all that kind of thing. Somebody else asked a really good question. Can you use your passport for real ID? Yes. Can you use your military ID for real ID? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure your military ID is actually, you know, it's not like expired or something like that. But the Department of Defense, including those issued to dependents and retirees, are considered real ID.
Okay.
All right.
So that's, you're taking that to the DMV and you're upgrading, so to speak, you're renewing your license to get that little star on there.
Exactly. Unless you want to continue to fly with your passport.
Right, which you can do.
You can do. I don't hesitate to fly with my passport. Some people are concerned about that. I mean, I've got my license with me, but I just fly with my passport all the time.
So you think, I know this is fairly new, once I get the real ID on my license, every time I renew it just will be there because I've already confirmed it's me and we're good to go.
Exactly.
Okay. Yep. All right, we're going to take our final break. When we come back, more of your calls and texts, 855-616-1620. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take care of your vacation issues before you hit the road. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
One thing about Irish music, it's pretty fun.
Exactly. And you know what? Who doesn't like it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I might raise a pint or two on St. Paddy's Day.
Of course. Well, you'll be out in spring training out there. Of course you're going to raise it.
And I'll be hanging out in Old Town Scottsdale looking for a St. Patrick's Day party because they block off the streets and they have some pretty fun parties.
Nice. All right. We did get a text here that says, is Sicily Malta, is that sold out?
No. So I went back to the people who know just because I didn't want to speak out of school. There are still several spots left on Sicily and Malta with this Steve Scafidi for October 3rd through October 16th. I keep forgetting about this one because we're like there. I think there's six seats left. I don't quote me on that, but I think there's six seats left. But we're moving forward to what he's going to do in 26. So I kind of put that on the back burner. So I'm sorry that I'm not mentioning that one a little bit more. Gene Miller's is sold out. That one, 100% can tell you that's sold out. But we've got some great things happening. A fascinating Poland with Diane Chachat. I'd go on that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, she's so fun.
She's so fun. Brews and Views, which is the Oktoberfest thing, the Croatia trip, the Best of Italy. I think there might be two seats on that, but it was sold out forever, and now I think something opened. And then you see the Christmas markets, which is Croatia, Slovenia, and Austria. A different way to do Christmas markets, not on a river cruise, but actually on a land tour. Oh. And once you get to our exotics, that's where you're going to see Morocco and Egypt and Costa Rica. And we put up the 26 South Africa and Tanzania because we launched that while you were gone.
Okay. So that was last week that went up.
Yep.
For 2025 yet on the Tanzania one.
Yep. There's nothing left on that one.
That one's done. So the new one on going in 2026
is still available.
So you did launch a couple 2026. Where's the rest of them, Rose?
I know, Dayton. I wish I could just wave a magic wand and they would be there. I have a sneaking suspicion. I'm going to be gone a lot. I'm just going to tell you. Colleen is filling in for me on the next 2 weeks because I'll be in Arizona.
Right. Yep.
I'm home for 5 days and then I turn around and I go to the Galapagos and Andrea. And then Andrea's bringing in Danielle the second week. So we've got Colleen, Andrea, and Danielle. And I feel like while I'm gone, even though I've been standing here taking the heat.
Yes, right.
They're going to get to do the launches.
Announce all these fun trips.
Yep.
So these pictures that are on the website for Africa and Tanzania, both of those are just majestic photos that I'm like, I should go there.
Well, and this is so great because Libby was on for you last week, and I let Libby know about this several days before we launched the 25 surprise. She was the first one to sign up, and I said, I feel like this is something you're going to want to do if you really are going to go in 25. It's sold out. And so when she was on last week, she let the listeners know, she's very open, that she was the first one to sign up, and she was glad she did because we had 14 seats thanks to African Travel. We got two more rooms, so we were able to accommodate two more singles, and that's why we are completely sold out. And so we're going with 16 people, and that is like the end.
You know, a group like that is perfect, right?
Yes.
Because you get to know everybody. You're not waiting around for 30, 40 people to get on a bus.
No, that's why we're working with African Travel with lower numbers because we want smaller amounts of people in those safari vehicles. We don't want to crowd you in. We want you to have a very, very good experience. And continuing to work with African Travel on the upcoming 26s is why we're doing that. So lots of that fun stuff going on. And I know a lot of people are begging us for when our Alaskas are coming out. Well, this should give you a hint. If Colleen Allsburg is going to be on in the next 2 weeks, what does that say?
I just think it's funny when I look at your website, my mom pops up in the rotation. It's so funny.
Well, because we take group photos and we do say on your disclaimer, we will be using this for marketing purposes. Yeah. And nobody ever says no because they all have big smiles on their faces.
They're having a good time. They're on vacation. That's exactly what it's all about.
Exactly. And so if you are looking for that perfect vacation experience, whether it's a group trip, whether it's on your own, whether it's you need some help with airfare, whether you need some help with Swiss rail passes, whatever it is, we are there to help you. We are your full service travel agency. We don't just do one thing. Yeah. We're not just Disney sellers. We're not just cruise sellers. Although if you call 866-GO-FOX-GO, you now have an opportunity to press 2 and then you will go into the queue where our cruise experts are located because cruising is coming so fast and so furious. So a lot going on in that world as well. So I'm sure also in the next several weeks, we'll know when those Saturday hours are going to come to an end. But right now you've still got a couple of hours to talk to somebody and just get that conversation started.
And if I go to the website and I hit plan your trip down on the bottom right hand corner, it's a little goldenrod colored tab.
Yep.
I fill out the information there. What am I putting in there that makes it the best use to get me to the right person?
Right. So first of all, the more specific you can be, the better. So where do you want to go? We get many of these that say somewhere warm, good beach. Okay. We need a little more than that. Can you give us any kind of idea of when people say, I can go anytime, you'll say, well, okay, then how about we look at September because that's off season. Oh, I can't go in September. Okay. When can you go?
Yeah.
Let's talk about when you can go and let us know what you're looking for. Be as specific. What we say is the who, what, when, where, and maybe even the why, like how many people are going. Are there kids involved? Are there seniors involved? Are there mobility issues involved? Are you looking for 10 days? Are you looking for 20 days? What exactly are you looking for? That's the more you give us, the more we can help you.
So also under plan your trip, there is a chat now link.
Yep.
So if I go there, is somebody going to answer it 24/7?
Not 24/7, okay. But if you see it'll say chat live, then you can actually talk to them as well.
And then the other one says schedule virtual appointment.
Yes, and I love that because we have a very, very very veteran virtual team. That means they don't happen to be in one of our storefronts. That doesn't mean they're not a good travel advisor. It just means they just don't happen to live in one of our areas, and we wanted to use their expertise and capture them as one of our Fox family members.
Sure.
And so if you needed something, if you booked something with a virtual advisor and you needed something, you could always go into one of the offices. So say, for example, you booked an Alaska trip that has one of our red jackets.
Mm-hmm.
And you did that with a virtual advisor. They would say, well, what's the closest office to you? And you'd say, I'm closest to the Brookfield office. They'd say, we'll have your jackets at the Brookfield office. And worst case scenario, you're not near any of our offices, we will send it to you. So anything that you need, we can accomplish. I live in a virtual world. We learned that during COVID, didn't we? That virtual is the wave of the future. And so although many, many people do love going in and doing a face-to-face, it's perfectly good to do the virtual appointment or a virtual phone call.
Easy enough to do.
Yep.
Okay. So next week you're gone. You'll be watching baseball.
That's right.
Enjoying yourself. Colleen's on.
Yep.
You're thinking that this might be the next couple of weeks here where the big announcements are coming for 2026.
I have been first of all, sworn to secrecy. But second of all, I have been involved in many, many of the discussions about what we're doing for next year and how we're going about it for next year. And we're just about there. We're
okay,
just
so
about there.
I know this year, when you released 2025, there was a lot of unique destinations that I hadn't seen you do in a while, at least. Are we going to be surprised by some new ones coming up, you think?
I think you will, and I think you're going to be surprised that we're not just going to do the tried and trues. We've always done Best of Italy. We've always done Ireland Adventure. You know, we've always done a Rhine River cruise, and we've always done a Danube River cruise. I think you're going to be very surprised at some of the new things we're going to do because people are asking for it. They're loyal Fox fans and kind of been there, done that. We're running out of trips.
Yeah.
What else you have for us? And so the world is big. We're not on it very long. Let's see it all.
I did talk to somebody this week that I said I was going on the Best of Italy trip with Fox World Travel. And they said, we did that a couple years ago. It is our favorite trip we've ever done. So you guys must be doing it right.
We work with the vendors that we know are going to make our customers happy. We have partnerships with good tour operators, cruise lines, airlines, because we want you to have the best experience.
Well, and that's the thing with working with a travel agency like you guys. You've got those connections and you know they're legit. Somebody said on there, I see business class for cheaper online than the regular class. Is that true? Is that real? Who knows? I don't know what you're seeing on Facebook. You know that?
Exactly. I mean, I got a text from one of my former friends, guests on one of my trips that just said, our friends booked this cruise. We booked it through directly with them. I'm very confused about the air. And I said, just reach out to us.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to say, how dare you book your cruise with somebody else and now you want us to help you with your air? We understand that those things happen sometimes. Who am I actually flying? What is a code share? What's the difference between premium economy and business class? What's the difference between booking with a third party like an Expedia or any other online service like that versus booking directly with them and then booking with you?
Right.
Give me all those answers.
FoxWorldTravel.com. Enjoy your vacation.
Thank you.
Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management in next.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.